So now it's page 106. It said also the chapter 7, diligence, and the verses 60. This bodhicitta practice, basically it's following the gradual teachings of paramita, and then that's why first is the praise or introduce of excellence of bodhicitta, importance of bodhicitta, and then beginning from the confession, and then take hold of bodhicitta, and then carefulness, and vigilant introspection, and the patience, and now it's the diligence. The chapter. Last time we differentiated two type of confidence. One is overconfidence or confident lacking of the basic understanding of the path, then become arrogant, and that is the one cliche or emotional afflictions that it's not healthy or not good. Other one is the self-confidence, determination to the good, good deeds and the wisdom that is necessary or important for reach higher kind of training. And verse 60 says, when I am beleaguered by defilements, I will stand and face them in the 1,000 ways. I will not surrender to the host of the afflictions, but like a lion, I will stand amid a crowd of foxes. That is saying, we have an ability to attain our mind, even though there is a environmental challenging your patience and diligence. Any practice, good qualities, including generosity, self-discipline, and diligence. Then when some obscurations raises, how you tame your mind, it's if you have view, then is one great kind of a guidance or ally that you have a ground to hold, path to follow. If you don't have any view, then it's a basic kind of a the reaction or how to manage the rises phenomenon of the front of you. You may have an emotional kind of respond. Sometimes it's a respond with a wrong perception, and create more difficulties, unpredictable result. So since you have the view, what is the view is saying, virtuous. Anytime you don't have a wisdom that able to kind of penetrate all things are illusion, or there's nothing really, one thing you should hang on, or like dream, like a mirage on these. But once you don't have that kind of deep understanding or experience, even you have the view, but a lacking of a practice of that view. So the experiential is weak. So still there is a affliction possibly curse. And in these times, you able to hold on the altruistic mind, altruistic deeds. So at least in a relative phenomenon, you continue hold or continue pursuing, continue respond by the compassion and skillful means. That is important. That is also said, we can say form, perception, form, and perception, formation, action, consciousness. These six type of, often we engage with, when our mind moves, then we engage in with the form. Form means the material form, including our own body, feelings, and the feelings could be kind of pleasant, unpleasant, neutral, and also perception, mind, that is more detailed categories about how you perceive things, and the formation also too, because based on experience, we respond by experience, and then create the decision and the particular kind of a perception, create kind of concept and consciousness. Of course, these are all related to consciousness, but if you say it, sometimes some are through your sensory organs, sensory kind of organs, including eyes, eye visual perception, ear consciousness, to analyze things, so smell, touch, and or five sensory level of capabilities to analyze things. And then after that, you have to, like a factory, you have to judge, and then you have to sense these raw kind of material provided by sensory organs, then you consciousness and the formations, wandering mind, and recall memories, and also the logics, to give some kind of a hint, idea, conclusion. This comes to your mind, and then to respond in a particular way. And sometimes doubt, sometimes not made decision, or you have one decision, but you disprove the next time, in the next moment, something happens. These are kind of a factory to making that wonder mind. And here we're saying, once like you seen a people, person, physically, and then you use your eyes or ear to identify this person. You knew this person or not. You heard from their voice, and then you recall something these said with this particular tone. When you see this form of a face and a short or tall on the fit, something, you immediately recognize this person or recall memories. And then if you have a very good memory record, and you also shared some joke or happy feelings, then your attitude towards them become brighter, happier. Once you identify them are good, and labeling them from this experience. And if you have some negative memories and mixed memories, they're complex, complicated, then also you're going to see hearing them and feeling, or according now, condition of now and past, you're going to have a kind of gathering information and processing information, that kind of is going. This is five skandhas or five aggregates with job of. And then if in that moment you decide that it's more negative, then you toward the particular person in particular time will be effect by that thought, and your reaction doesn't matter. You said something more kind of negative or sarcastic or anything that create karma, and then the karmic bound or karmic effect will continue with that in the past and the present and the future, all like that. If you decide this as a friend or very good, in that moment you have a sympathy, empathy, or happy feeling, or more love, and thinking about others, that type of create any kind of mental, verbal, and action create virtuous deeds that kind of is creating karma, white karma, or good karma. Here, what we really want to do is, then, if you're possible, you can go beyond of this negative and the positive kind of karma, because positive karma, negative karma, in the end, it's a karma. That means we are in a limited kind of afflicted even mind. Even virtuous, but it's virtual in samsara kind of level. In the samsara, of course it's much better than negative, but if lacking of wisdom, view, or lacking of basic knowing the nature of phenomena, nature of mind, then you're going to follow every time into this game of mind and law of causality, or in that, and the karma and the causality goes together, and then you're wandering in samsara. But once you practice wisdom, and then you're not of course you still remember, or you still know what happens, and you who is this person, or who is this person, or anything like that, these are still there. But you're able to go beyond. And that means it's just a particular thoughts. You know, thoughts are producing nice, any story, like dream. You are not hanging on the dream anymore. You go beyond of dream. Any good dream or negative dream, not necessarily pay too much attention to, affected by that dream. But even though there is a particular moment, there is a story, but you're able to see that just a story. It's just the mind kind of reflecting particular things. And that doesn't bother you until now, or affect you further more in the future. So you're just letting these phenomena arise and cease, and won't recall so much kind of a memory or something to prejudge things, and become slave of the concept and so much different judgment and interrelations. So once people have freed their mind from complex kind of karmic bound karmic waves, then you, anytime you are free kind of a person, immediately you can nice to people, everybody, and also you don't have a heavy that baggage or heavy unnecessary pain or loss of control because of past kind of experience or karma. So you also able to free from that heavy bag of past baggages or heavy delusions of the past experience. Then the best is through wisdom, you have a completely kind of momentary attitude or vivid, fresh and a clear, open kind of mind. And then second, with that, you generate kind of full kind of love and compassion towards people, not decreased by other concept and also identity labels running in mind. So in this, what you're saying, once afflictions or emotions come, then we use the necessary kind of ways to at least to do virtuous thing. Here, I'm not talking about directly wisdom, but we're saying it's a compassion with the wisdom. In the relative world, it's best wisdom. The patience also too. So any kind of different afflictions faces in different way, thousands way, then we always using kind of a particular good reactions, including patience. So in that, you won't affect by different defilements. They use an example of like lion lives in a surrounding by crowd fox. Lion are not worried about fox, so they are still very kind of free from fear and other kind of bothering situation. But if you are in a defilement, it's like a rabbit, and then surrounded by a crowd of fox, it's very dangerous. Then they have to be very alert, thinking they have to be protected. So it's mental qualities that make very difference. And also, if one person who able to master their own mind, then it not only they can attain their own mind or master their own mind, also help others free from suffering, free from mental defilements. This is a kind of a good practitioners who can do. And then second, when they're facing something, problems or something, situation, then they can handle their own mind, not afflicted by defilements. They're not able to help others, but at least they can manage themselves, that kind of practice. In any environment is not very good, but still they can go beyond of effect by that. And then lower or less capability of holding Dharma, or Dharma it means also that holds your mind or free from suffering or ignorance, that kind of way to hold your mind free from afflictions. And then the third type of person who not have the ability to overcome afflictions, so they choose not encountering any afflictions. That means they can go to a peaceful place and less people or enemy surround you, bother you. So also not engaging too much to business on politics on anything of that kind of situation. So you kind of shy away from the challenge or which situation will produce or merge more afflictions. You avoid in these situations. Sometimes it's especially for beginners, they could be level left home a little far away. So once you have some close one, then it's also there some emotions and some happy, unhappy feelings. there is another, if you have an enemy, then also disturb your mind. If sometimes it's too close, then this suffering, your relatives or something, they have to do this, do that, they shouldn't do this. You have a lot of worries about their sick and old age and death and any other not pursuing, not achieving the happiness or stop from the or force, facing some unpleasant, then you also worries. So it's better to first manage your own mind and go to solitude area and practice, stabilize your mind through meditation, through analyzation, and then finally you're able to master your mind in many other situations, and then your mind become a lion like mind, and because maybe you can hear, I will continue to read. However great may be their pearl, people will by reflex guard their eyes, and likewise I, whatever dangers come, must not fall down beneath of defilements of power, defilements power. So this using very good examples. It, when people kind of feel attacked by something, they wanted to, they wanted to protect their weak point spot, especially sensitive and very important organs like head. People, if they're facing very dangerous, of course they may fight, but often if they cannot fight anymore, then they protect their head. For some, maybe it's not something, it's not about fighting, but it's something, firecrack or any other things, you breaking wood and then some small come to your mind, can come to your face, or even smoke, heavy smoke, and you also want, of course, it's more sensitive to your eyes, so you protect. So eye is important. Many people say, if I wanted to choose one thing not functioning, not eyes, but the rest, maybe one finger or one ear or something, lose few teeth or something, but not eyes. Eyes is very important. So they say they protect their eyes in first priority. Similarly, when you counter difficulties, and then first you have to remind yourself you should protect your mind, or not driven by afflictions or mental defilements, any dangerous situation, and you felt it's difficult for you to face on the or accept, then firstly mind is everything. Happiness, unhappy, brave or weak, all depends on the mind. So sometimes the mind could be very oversensitive, so it's overreacting. Sometimes it's a mind very stable, even big kind of difficult circumstances, that still it function very properly, wisely. So depends on how you kind of practice your own mind, cultivate your own mind. This is a Vajrasekhara Sutra. This said, first you have to, any kind of a situation, first you have to show you look your own mind, and then after that, you react or you do something anything kind of you do, you move, you say or something, then afterwards the actions follows. Because it's like we go somewhere, we always use our eyes first, and the direction, and on the path, any obscurations, road. If you drive also too, without eye, impossible to drive. For human kind of, now it's maybe some robot, something, but they're also using some technology that sensory to detect surrounding objects. So it's a similar, without that they cannot drive. So use our mind with wise or wisdom. Enlightened, we can state not the delusion, state of delusion. These are important. Eyes represent the wisdom, eyes. That eyes can see everything in relative world. They can see as it is. Eyes, there is a limitation, but they can see objects immediately and also very clearly, suppose. And then mind also too. Wisdom see things as it is. The mental afflictions twist that kind of a reality. So with wisdom, with this, we protect the wisdom, protect our peace of mind, protect our intelligent or awareness as we protect our eyes. So if we without our mind be protected, we cannot practice anything like self-discipline. Difficult to practice to do this without wisdom. You not see the faults or benefit. You cannot differentiate the good and negative or positive, or it's a long kind of a benefit or short. So use the wisdom, then we can discipline ourselves. And sometimes we discipline not saying we not doing things, everything, but we sometimes with discipline we must do something. With discipline we must not do something. You can differentiate these, we should do or not do. And including other kind of five paramitas, generosity, diligence, patience, these also meditation. So and next two verses. So, better for me to be burnt to death and better for be killed, my head cut off. At no time will be will I bow and script before that fall of mine defiled emotion. And then the 62, this in every time and place I will not wander from wholesome path. This one, sometimes it's said, this is not, this verse, this particular one is not in the original Sanskrit verses, because this seems not very fit in that particular spot. But still kept, because maybe it's kind of cross-writing something to put in somebody in the between. I think many different scholars also saying this is not included in the original, and also from logic it's not necessary here, but since many major texts including this one, so nothing wrong with this here, but it's a same to chapter 4 to verses 44. I think I also checked today, and 44 is 59, page 59. There is a verse that said, better if I preach in the fire, better that my head be served from my body, then ever I should serve or reverence my mortal enemies, defile my emotions. These are quite similar. And that was so it's also important, because once we have making this decision, say that emotional afflictions are not healthy, not beneficial, but harmful, then how we decide not kind of falling underneath of the affliction, but we keep our alert, and also how to say, to keep the mind clear, and the know that defilements are not able to. You should have this proud or confidence. Here was we talking about not confused. In that situation, we should have this, say, any situation, even though be burned, being burned or to the death, or falling into afflictions, we rather to die. That kind of determination. And even it's most dangerous, difficult for people, even say where it's a the kind of losing the head or chop or cut off the head or something. But in the long run, one lifetime, we already had a countless lifetime. So in different time, space, and the planet. Or you can say realm, or different realm, different world, different planet. And then, once we one time loss of life is very, very tragic, but under the afflictions, mental defilement is more tragic, because that brings us to the most lower kind of unfortunate situation. So we rather die not to lose our kind of guard our own wisdom and virtuous deeds. This is the part. This four means the afflictions. Actually, afflictions are not falling into below or script before force of mind. Well, it's a defilement emotion, defiled emotion. And as we said before, emotion paint our experience and then react on based on that, often make a lot of consequences, negative consequences. So the conclusion and the more is saying every time and place, whatever you in, and you always do something meaningful things, not wondering on wholesome, not wonder from unwholesome path. That means you should continue engage in wholesome path and do something meaningful things. And then our next paragraph, like those who take great pleasure in their games, whatever task the bodhisattvas do, let them devote themselves without reserve, with joyfulness, what never know. Satiety. I don't know what it's. It's joyfulness. That never knows. Yes, this is a kind of satisfied. Yes. So then it's opposite of the negative, falling into negative emotions and the defilements. But here is saying we show kind of a race. If you want to brighter your room, you should more light coming into your room, and then the decreases the darkness. So since darkness is not good, we are not often have to, of course, it's important to analyze what is the benefit of brightness and what is the negative of darkness. For example, we just say maybe darkness also not necessarily bad, but if you use this as a kind of a example. And then what is important is to decrease negative and increase positive. Then you focus on more into what you focus on, you become kind of manifest by that. So if you engaging too much into negative, then negative consequences, negative karma, negative reflections are kind of surrounding us, become us, be kind of manifest by that. So it's important. So often engaging with virtuous deeds. So so do any practice or reading. If you wanted to read some Dharma teachings, and also wanted to do some meditation and receive some precepts that can order in your life and make your life more not chaos but organized practice, gradual practice. Then with this, you continue to analyze and continue to receive teachings, hearing, studying, reflecting, and contemplating, and meditating, and then wisdom, experience increases, and then you continue day by day, month by month, year by year, then it's about never kind of tired, and never kind of enough kind of feeling. You want to continue to study. Never tired, but also never forget. Never kind of what to say. Continue. Some people say, "Oh, I'm not learning anymore. I'm unlearning now." It's if you are in a very high realization, then it's not necessary to study text so much, and it's like you're already beyond of other shore. You're already reached the other shore. That you don't have to drag that boat with you, but since most people are not reaching the fully enlightened kind of first bhumi ground yet, then you need this boat, you need this vehicle of body, you need to practice over this path of Mahayana or others to continue. So with this, you should often see this practice as a very happy journey, not kind of very complicated, difficult, and with a lot of unhappy and not forgiving that part kind of mental mentality, but with the joy, with the encouragement, and full of confidence. And if you know more, you want to, you are more happier to see more. And if you kind of fall into laziness, then laziness will drag you more deeper. But if you diligence and you want to focus on that subject more, you feel delight and you're physically, mentally, emotionally feeling kind of satisfied and meaningful, and feel kind of tireless, kind of very naturally. You don't make particular effort. After some times, you full of joy. Every time you kind of open that book, very deep and meaningful with this Dharma teachings, path of enlightenment. So you, anytime you feel delight in the, it's like a hunger. One person, of course, this is over the, a little bit exaggerated, but if you're very, very hungry, thirsty person, suddenly you saw the most delicious food you like and in front of you. It's like that. So consistency is very important. In some situation, people may have that situation, like in the beginning, they don't have much interest. But gradually, through study, they have a more understanding and a correct, the wrong understanding or prejudgment before. Then you become more effort and then much better than year after year. You have one day you manifest or Dharma or embodiment of the teaching for yourself. But the other situation is in the beginning, some people with curiosity and study Dharma for a while. But due to some this and that situation, they kind of fade away, or shy away, or give away. And in the beginning, very, very diligent. And in the middle, they have a kind of a half kind of effort. And then in the later, they kind of disappears from the practice, and all good qualities also decreases. So we should, if possible, to continue deepening our understanding, knowledge, and experience, or decrease or increase our experience, enlightenment, and continue to study. It's like a kid. They were. Let me see. This is here. It's like the kids, they're playing games tirelessly, and sometimes forgetting eat and drink or any kind of a day and night the time, but they are very happy and joyful with that game and the play. So similarly, we should have it with the virtuous kind of deeds, following the compassion and the wisdom. We should more understand more and more authenticity of teaching, and the completion, complete or perfections of the teaching. We have a great kind of satisfaction, I think, also to do a realization. We have more capabilities, and eventually that is great happiness, great bliss occurs in their mind. And then they say the people are liberal, hard to gain contentment, contentment. Though success is very far from sure, but now can they be happy if they do not do those deeds that are the sources of joy to them? They're saying, in Chinese phrase, I think they're saying, you're wearing stars and, 戴帽子的戴怎么说? Wearing the hat of a moon. That means you work very hard to from dawn to dark. And then in Tibetan also we have a similar word, says people are working very hard and day and night. So, I don't think it's a similar. It's saying that you wearing the hat of I think it's a let me say that yeah you take wearing of the stars are seen, but you in on the top head you wearing stars, on the foot you wearing the in the high plateau you often most of the year you have a shang, you have a in the morning most of the time because the temperature changes in the noon time it's quite hot, in the night midnight is very cold, so in the between there always some kind of icy kind of on the grassland, often ice frost. That means you are very you work in a very hard way, you do some job very qinfen, diligence, 还有另外的词吗? I think that is basic meaning. Not only one day, one night, but most of the day and night, sometimes I have to wake up very early, even dark, and full of a star on the sky. And in the evening, until moon and the star there, so you're still working. And so that these are for gain benefit of a secular kind of a temporary for this life. Of course, you have to do this for the family, for the society, anything like that. But it's saying it is a kind of a limited benefit, also difficult to achieve. For some people, maybe it's their position and many things are much easier. For others, very difficult. Now and they used to, many people lost their job in winter time, and some people in different good economy, difficult economy, it's difficult. Even you become a farmer, sometimes it's now they're using the chemicals too much, then cannot. First few years, they're producing very well, very big number of farmers' productions, but later on, due to overuse the chemical, then the earth polluted, water polluted, and sometimes, of course, we counter in fire, and yesterday I saw some places here from where we can see maybe 2 hours they're burning something in. We can see. So sometimes it's a wind, sometimes it's a sick disease, spreading disease, many people sick. Sometimes it's even I heard in China and other places, the pork have some disease. 猪瘟是吧?叫什么说? 你可以查一下。 And sometimes it's farmers kind of insects spread in a very drastic way, so they are not having good season or good kind of crops. Sometimes it's a flood, Sometimes it's a hell, or the bimbaoshima. Sometimes, of course, you used to still have the policies. Government rely on you, say you must have to plan this and that, then next, that kind of overproduct or producing that type of things, or due to something they cannot sell good price. Sometimes also there's a stealing and there is hate, sometimes burning your fuel, with the, sometimes it took the, once you had all kind of task finishes, robberies also coming to you and then, took away your kind of all your kind of labor work. And then that's why I said in the secular world, there are so many dangers, so many kind of worries, so many times you have to be kind of a cautious and beware of this and that. And even if you counter many things, in the end, you may not sell good price, then you kind of, people saying, I'm always kind of in the most difficult situation and losing this and that. And so more, less year successful, but more year in a more difficult struggles. And this Buddha also giving a example, said once in ancient time, one village young man who wanted to marry with a beautiful lady, and then in the village, they're most of it maybe in a sunburn or something, they're not satisfied by, not satisfied for this person. And once he accidentally went to a city, and a big city, and then that king, princess also come to street, and then they were doing something. He saw this princess, and then after that, he really deeply fell in love, and then when he went back to village, and always day and night, thinking and dreaming, and mental, kind of, how does it, story himself, in the future, I will going to do this and that, or we're going to marry. And it's a kind of a sickness, and then many people said you shouldn't think of this. They are a princess, won't marry poor man like you. And then he's decide kind of once his wish not fulfilled, he want to kind of think the life itself is meaningless, then he kind of physically, mentally collapse. And then after a while, these relatives or some are very clever. They said, oh, you shouldn't, we went to kind of had a very deep conversation with the princess, and then your situation and your kind of love to them. They agree to marry you, but they have to finish some their kind of necessary job there for a while. So you have to wait kind of a year or something. And then he recovered from that sickness and waited. And then next year they said, oh, they're still not finished yet. You still have to wait for another kind of a time. And then gradually they kind of through time, they'll kind of heal little by little, and then eventually time cure everything. They become healthy. And then they said, our kind of worldly desire is like that. We think this important, this necessarily to achieve, and sometimes this made one kind of may, one particular task or one particular goal set as your kind of your own successful or not successful. It depends on how you achieve that goal, particular goal you set. And then continue. Some business people have this million, billion goals. Others have maybe the diamond ring or something, anything that can achieve. And eventually, the samsara life, if you look more clearly, nothing really belong to you. Even this body will kind of not able to associated with you of in one day. So we can understand this, then that not necessary. Even some people with achieving, without, in order to achieve that goal, they can kill, steal, stealing, and anything to care, make society chaos. And for this, they were fighting and yelling and many things. So it's not good at all. So then said, it's and if you have a this thinking of the mind of a benefit, let me see. I'll be happy about those deeds. Also, you should to consider others and yourself. Of course, you can always think about yourself, your benefit, your survival, things like that. But if you, same time, kind of wish all sentient beings like us, they don't want suffering and they want to be happy, that is very important, not harming others, but help others. Then you help others, others will help you, or kind of happened that in a matter of fact. So you can continue to do virtuous deeds. That is source of happiness and joy for others and yourself. So also we are here very specially saying temporary and ultimate happiness, joyfulness. That means we are not only looking for worldly gain and lose and fighting battle and anything like that, but temporary, it's temporary. Doesn't matter good or bad or not last long. So we keep our, the goal or set our goal in the, go beyond of this lectures and go beyond of temporary, one lifetime kind of a gain and lose to kind of put everything on that. But we shall look wider, the longer kind of a goal that is until we reach enlightenment, we will continue to study, accumulate, continuously do good, and continuously to cultivate wisdom and compassion, continuous. Keep this aspiration in the pure mind, and there is a sentient being, there is a I shall serve in all sentient beings until kind of end of samsara. That kind of aspiration is very important. So on this, I said next. And since they never have enough of pleasure, honey on the razor's edge, how could they have enough of merit, fruits of which are happiness and peace? So since they were never enough, have enough of pleasure means, the desire, there no limit. If you don't contain yourself, you don't practice of renunciation of anything, then the desire itself, you want, you gain 10, you want 100, you gain 100, you want 1,000, it is like that. If you have more, there's a more desire will kind of reach in next, kind of near you. Next, continue come to you. And then that's a good, great example. Said, using your tongue to licking the life, the age which there is some honey. And then when you lick the honey, but actually you're cutting your tongue. And the samsara is like that. We, in order to gain, we make negative karma, negative deeds. That push us from the gain kind of happiness and peace, but more suffering. But in order to gain temporary satisfaction and the small suffering, small happiness, we toward greater suffering and deeper kind of a unfortunate situation. So, said, you know, once ignorance is not stopped, then the karma will continue. Once with the karma, desire not stopped, then our kind of afflictions and emotions won't stop. So that is important. The next verses, the same verses below said, how could they have enough of merit, fruits of which are happiness and peace? It means the complete peace and happiness, they were saying three situations. One is arhat. Arhat tamed their mind and completely kind of never falling back to afflictions. And then bodhisattva, they're not limited in one kind of peace situation, but they were overcome completely the phenomenon, nature of phenomenon, is illusion. So for them, there were no chance to follow, fall into samsara, but they can serve in samsara with the enlightened mind. And then Buddha, it's fully enlightened beings who is much capable than bodhisattvas, because due to their the two obscurations, afflictions, the emotional afflictions of the obscuration of emotional, and then obscuration of analyzation, or these are totally overcome, then so in the sato or in bodhisattva, there's still subtle kind of afflictions, habituation is there, but very light. But the Buddha completely kind of tame their, or possess all good qualities and eliminate all negativities. So it's become the perfect or all-knowing qualities of mind, fully enlightened. They can perform or serve sentient being great deal. Limitless kind of way, because it's a phenomenon itself, it's limitless. So it's for normal beings, maybe human capability and their way of thinking. For some animals, it's very already difficult, but the Buddha and this great kind of achievement, compared to the normal, mundane human mind, it's much more than that. I think we're going to stop here today. You can use the sutra of the White Lotus Swam Dharma. Sometimes it's said it's a sutra on the White Lotus of Swam Dharma. Sometimes it's also just called the Sutra Lotus, White Lotus. In that said, once you have a hearing Dharma and you start in the journey of enlightenment, nobody really, after you hearing this, and you will continue to progress until reach enlightenment. They said, early or later, but no one continues wondering. They were already journey of enlightenment from the hearing Dharma. That means very important. We all continue to happily, joyfully to study and practice, apply as much as we can. Then we're going to recite the prayers. Dedication. as the courageous Manjushri understood, and just like Shyamadabhadra as well, I now dedicate all this virtue, following the example, one and all, since dedication has been praised as a supreme by all the victorious ones throughout three times. All of the fundamental virtues I have, I fully dedicated practicing the sublime. By this merit, may all attain omniscience and defeat the enemy wrongdoing from stormy waves of birth, old age, sickness, and death. From the ocean of existence, may all beings be free. By this virtue, may all beings complete the collections of merit and wisdom, and attain two secret kayas that arises from merit and wisdom. Thank you very much.